Welcome to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Director of New Opportunities, Rhonda Huggins.
That's today.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. I'm Rhonda with New Opportunities in Guthrie Center, and I serve the County of Guthrie.
So I'd like to touch on some few topics, and starting with the school supply drive, because school is right around the corner. Summer is coming to an end. I understand the period is now open to families that want to get to school supply drive. Can you explain how that program works?
So right now we're taking donations, and you can donate items here at the office at 400 State Street in Guthrie Center, or at Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center. I have a box there. I also have a box for donations at Dowd Drug in Guthrie Center, and also at Ben's Five and Dime in Panora. Some of the items that we're looking for would be your typical school supply items. Safety scissors, pocket folders in all different colors, number two pencils, erasers, washable markers, crayons, watercolor paints, glue sticks. Glue sticks are a big deal. They use a lot of glue sticks. Elmer's glue, colored pencils, dry erase markers. A lot of them request certain types of dry erase markers. So all of these things we are collecting for our kids. We serve about 50 kids per year, and that would be 14 and under. We have a cutoff point, so about 8th grade and under. We do all the schools in Guthrie County, and what we do is parents can apply for school supplies online. They can go to our website and apply online. There is a survey thing that they can fill out. If they don't have access to internet, they can call our office and we will fill it out for them. We would like to have all of the requests in by July 31st. And if not, you know, if we get a few trickling in after that, we'll be glad to see what we can do to supply the need. We'd like to have everything in by no later for donations in by August 13th. That'll give us a good week to get everybody's backpacks stuffed and get the parents in here to pick them up. So it kind of depends on, we're probably looking at the week of the 16th to hand stuff out so that everybody has stuff by the time school starts the following week. But we will call parents and tell them that their stuff is ready.
So is the 16th the deadline that families can come in and get it, or is that when?
The 16th of August is actually the week we're probably looking at them to come and pick up.
And then when will the deadline be?
The deadline to apply is July 31st. So the 16th I'm looking at is August 16th, that week, for them to come pick stuff up.
Are you accepting donations from anyone?
Yes.
At any time?
Yes, anyone can donate. And like I said, you can deliver them to the three places where we have a box. We also have a box right outside our door here at 400 State Street, or they can walk them in. They can just come in. We've had a couple people bring stuff in and drop it off. So we'll take them however they want to bring them. We'll take them.
How many families and children do you expect to serve this year, and then how did it go last year serving families and children, and will there be anything different this coming year?
I don't think there'll be much of a difference. Typically between 50 and 60 kids per year, you know, and that changes every year as kids get older and we get new kids. So we plan on about 50. If we have more, then we'll be doing what we can to provide for them as well.
You expect any changes this year from last year?
Not really, because most of our kids did go to school, you know, last year. There were a few of online classes, but most of our kids, it should be very similar to last year.
And then moving on to a different topic, the CSBG, Supplemental Crisis Assistance Program. Can you give us a little update, and what is that about?
Okay, so we got special funding to do some different help than we usually do, and that came in the form of money to help with utility bills or a rental assistance. The only thing with the rental assistance, it's a one-time shot. There's a limit on the amount. And, you know, some people, the most we can give is $500. So if your rent is more than $500, you're going to have to come up with the rest of it. And your landlord's going to have to fill out some paperwork to assist you in that process. If you are needing utility help, please call me. I do still have some money in that fund. There's a limit to the money in both of those funds, the rental and the varied. The varied could be used for utilities, medical, or car repairs. Again, we have to, the client doesn't get the money. We work with, like, the landlord for rent or the mechanic for car repairs or whatever. So if anybody has any of those types of situations going on, call me. The situation with the money changes every day because I may be using some of that money. So if people have a need for that, please call me, and I'll see what I can do.
Are there any federal funds still available for this program?
We do currently have an Iowa rent and utility program going on. This is for renters. It's not for mortgage. It is for renters only. They do need to apply for that online, and they can find that at our website as well. They apply online, and then they are contacted by a group of people who are working those applications. That would be for someone who is several months behind in rent or several months behind in utilities and might be more money than what I can help them with here.
Can you give us an update on how many people took advantage of this program thus far and just some updates on how it's going?
I would say in Guthrie County, I have served probably with those funds about 20 folks, and that's a mixture of rental assistance, a lot of utility assistance, for instance, water. Water, garbage, sewer is what we've used the majority of the utility assistance on, and then several I've helped out with rent.
And then is there any other programs or anything else you'd like to go over?
We do still have, for our clients, you know, during the summer we're in crisis mode. So anyone out there who is a client or maybe income eligible, please call me if you're having trouble meeting your utility bills, your electric, your gas, if you're getting close to having a shutoff notice or just you're just behind. Please reach out to me, and if you're income eligible, I can give you some numbers. A household, say, of four people, you can make $52,400 a year and be eligible for some of our assistance here. It's a range of between $45,000 and $52,000, so that's a family of four. If you think you might be eligible but you don't know, call me. We can run the numbers, fill out an application, see where we're at, and see if we can help you at all. So please just
call. That was our guest on today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Director of New Opportunities, Rhonda Huggins. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.